Mishnah Vav. We learned a couple of Mishnahs ago that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be able to eat a lot as it got nearer to the night of Yom Kippur, because he is not allowed to sleep on the night of Yom Kippur, in case when he sleeps he becomes a Baal Keri, which is somebody who has substances exiting his body, and as a result becomes Tomei. So of course, if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, he won't be able to perform the services in the Beis HaMikdash, and the entire atonement of the Jewish people is dependent on this. And so they would not allow him to become Tomei, and so they would not allow him to sleep. So how would they keep him awake? Im Hayah Chacham, if the Kohen Gadol was a wise person in himself, Doreish, then he would expound, he would give a drosha, he would speak words of Torah. That would be the best way for him to stay awake. Vim La, but if not, if he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, and as we can now see, there were probably many Kohanim Gadolim who were not Talmid Chachamim, especially during the second Beis HaMikdash's time. So in that case, Talmid Chachamim Doshin Lefonov, other wise and righteous men would speak words of Torah in front of him, in order to interest him and make sure that he doesn't fall asleep. Then Rogel Likros, and if, for example, he regularly reads, he knows how to read Tanakh even on a scroll without having vowels. So if he knows how to do that, then Kore, he should read it to occupy himself and make sure that he stays awake. But if not, if he can't necessarily read so well by himself, then Kohen Lefonov, they would read parts of Tanakh in front of him. And with what, which parts of Tanakh would they read in front of him? But Eov of Ezra of Divrei Hayomim, either Eov or Ezra of Divrei Hayomim, these are more interesting, exciting, thought-provoking parts of Tanakh, which are more likely to keep him awake. Zechariah ben Kavutl Omer, Zechariah ben Kavutl says, Pa'od Mahar Bekarisa Lefonov B'Doniel. Many times I read in front of the Kohen Gadol parts of Doniel in order to keep him awake. So we see that you don't have to specifically read in front of him these three parts of Tanakh. Really anything which is going to keep him awake, that's fine. Especially something like Doniel, which is written in Aramaic, which is the language which most people spoke during that time. So that would be easier for the Kohen Gadol to understand. And so that's why he would read in front of him Doniel. But we see that really anything which would keep him awake could be read in front of the Kohen Gadol.